Shannon Bossy.
The Kanye West saga keeps getting more interesting with time. He just sat down, did an interview with Forbes magazine, and he's talking about his bid for the presidential nomination. And he says that he's going to run under a different party, so it's not like he's not a Democrat, he's not a Republican. He's starting the birthday party, is what he calls it. And he's not going it alone. He says he's getting guidance from Elon Musk, which is wild to me because Elon Musk is a generally pretty smart dude. So for him to be on board with Kanye kind of makes me wonder, is there something to this?
Kanye West having his wife and Elon Musk helping him means not only is he not supporting Donald Trump anymore, he's not supporting taking medication, in my opinion.
Yeah, he says he's not a Trump supporter. He said, quote, "I'm taking the red hat off."
He is a Trump supporter. He's just trying to take votes so Trump gets back
in. Well, and here's what he said about that. He said, when asked about siphoning off black votes from the Democratic nominee, Joe Biden, he says, "I'm not denying it. I just told you to say that the black vote is Democratic is a form of racism and white supremacy." He also admitted to a couple things. He said he's never voted in his life. It's a good person for president. He also says that he was sick with COVID-19 in February, and he's suspicious of any sort of coronavirus vaccine, calling vaccines, quote, "the mark of the beast."
He's got my vote.
Yeah. He also believes that Planned Parenthoods have been placed inside cities by white supremacists to do the devil's work. He also envisions the White House organizational model based on the secret country of Wakanda in Black Panther, the Marvel comic. Come on, man. Like, are we taking him seriously?
You have to, I guess. What I do like about it is I do like the name, the birthday party, because like he said, if you win, it's everybody's birthday.
Yeah.
We could celebrate. It's everybody's birthday.
If it were 50 Cent running, that would make more sense. Go Shorty, it's a birthday, but it's not. And I don't think...
What I can't believe is, what do they have, 340 million people living in the United States, give or take 150,000 that have died because of the coronavirus? Here's the thing. They can't find three better candidates than Sleepy Joe Biden, Donald Trump, who's out of his mind at times, and Kanye West. You can't find three better candidates than that?
But again, I'm so hung up on Elon Musk supporting Kanye West. That's not just some schmo. This is a man who's putting people into space.
Yeah, well, there must be something to it then.
He also says, Kanye says he does have an obscure vice presidential candidate that he's already chosen.
Obscure. Well, I thought he was, honestly, I thought he was choosing some minister in Kentucky or something, some female minister.
I have no idea, but if it's Puff Daddy or P. Diddy.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So you came out to Ethan's grad party on the weekend.
I did, yeah.
And you brought your son Cash, and then I had Ryan Robinson and his wife Jennifer bring out their daughter. They brought their daughter Vade out, which is a little older than Cash.
Yep.
And, you know, got me to thinking, because my son is now going to college, my daughter's going into grade 11, and I miss the young days. Like, I watched your son run around with those little blue little, like, sandals.
Yeah.
And my son had the exact same kind of shoes. Right. And I'm like... And then I was throwing them in the air. I was like, I want to be a grandpa.
Right, yeah.
I do, but I don't. Like, I'm ready for I want grandkids, but I'm not ready for grandkids. Yeah,
no, it's not even that. It's you want grandkids, but you don't want to force that responsibility onto your kids at their age right now.
No. Like, I do not want my daughter coming home saying,
well,
hey, Dad.
Yeah.
Like I'm okay with 10 years from now. Like, that would put Ethan at about, what, 28, Mara 26. Mara can wait a bit because she wants to be a doctor, and I really want her to be a doctor.
Sure.
She wants to be, like, a psychiatrist, so that. And you know me, you might need help by then. But I do want
me both.
But so, like, you saw me with your son. Be honest. You saw me with your son.
Yeah.
Can I babysit him sometime?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I think I'm pretty good with him.
Yeah, you're good.
He
with
seems
kids.
Like he likes me.
Yeah. He's cool with you.
I love kids. Like, there was everybody with the party.
Yeah.
And I was hanging out with the kids. I love. Yeah. Maybe it's because we're on the same level IQ wise.
Maybe, yeah. No, I think, which was great because. I like people like you.
Yeah.
Because then that means I can socialize at parties.
I saw that.
Like,
Well, I want you to eat. You and your wife can't eat because that kid doesn't sit down.
No, he doesn't.
Like,
no.
He literally doesn't sit down.
He's always moving.
Go eat the supper because we made it, and I'll just hang out with your
kid.
Yeah,
we've become the king and queen of pawning our child off on people when we're at events. Like, it's always like, hey, you like our kid? Good, take him for 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes. It's all we're asking you. Yeah. Like, you know what, dude? Just give me one November rain, will you? That's all I want. Just a little bit of time so I can please just have a little bit. Like,
good.
I want to be able to sneak outside and not even do anything out there. Like, I just want to stand.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't believe it. He was everywhere. I don't even remember my son being that active.
Yeah.
Like, he was you put on 10,000 steps in 15 minutes with that kid.
I have no idea why I'm still fat.
I don't either. I don't.
I shouldn't be because this kid is constantly moving
around. And
you don't
eat either. Like, whenever you're around
me. Well, when I can't. I can't.
It's true.
I've got no choice. I can't. When can I eat? And everything I do eat, if it looks good, he eats it. He'll take it from me.
Damn, kid.
Right. The only thing I get to eat is the stuff he doesn't eat that's on his plate. Then I go, well, I can't let that go to waste, and then I'll eat that.
By the way, how did he sleep when he got home? Because I was throwing him in the air, and that's the best thing about being a grandpa. You can wind him up and send him home.
Well, I know. He was actually okay, but I'm not going to lie. When you were throwing him up and down, I was waiting for him to puke. And I was like, oh, if you're going to puke, now is the time.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We're talking about the Eskimos, the Edmonton Eskimos changing their name. And from what we understood, the Edmonton Eskimos weren't going to budge because they had talked with Inuit people
over the last 2 or 3 years.
And they said they just hadn't got a consensus. Well, I mean, how are you going to get a consensus from an entire race of people? But okay. All right, fine. And they didn't really show the documentation on it. Like, I mean, they didn't show that they had been talking with anybody.
Well, why do they have to?
Well, they don't have to, but if you want people to believe it. Anyway, a fairly famous Inuit person would be Jordan Tutu, the hockey player.
Former Wheat King.
Yeah, and he actually released a statement yesterday. He said, many people in media outlets have contacted me to ask my position around the controversy surrounding the name of the Edmonton Eskimos CFL franchise. My position is this. We should all understand that the term means what the term means to the Inuk people. My father's generation connects with this term to describe who they are. He would refer to himself as Eskimo. My generation refers to itself as Inuk. What is important to me is that the people understand this, and when referring to the Inuit people, they respect what we refer to ourselves today as Inuk. So he does go on to say, so this makes me ask the question, does the term Eskimo for the Edmonton franchise bring back feelings of oppression for Inuk people? For me, it does not.
Mm-hmm.
That is not a reason to keep the name. There could be others for whom it does create those feelings, but for me, it does not.
But he does go on to say, you know, maybe they're highlighting the bravery of Eskimo people and how they have to deal with the cold and adverse conditions and
no, he doesn't say that. He says, I encourage the franchise to explain why they chose the name Eskimos in the first place. Was it racially charged or was it because of admiration for the ability of the Eskimos to thrive in cold climates, for their mental and physical toughness and for their resilience? No, he doesn't defend them for choosing it. He says, I need an answer.
Yeah, so I'm a white Canadian in my 40s living in Saskatchewan, so I know nothing about race, okay? Like, I haven't been, no racism towards me. But when I think of the Edmonton Eskimos, I think of synonymous with championship football, with the flagship franchise in the Canadian Football League, with like a Blackhawks, with a name you don't tamper with because that is excellence. The Eskimos are excellence. I'm not a Nook. I don't have that background. So, but when I'm talking what I think, and I hate this.
But what you think doesn't kind of matter.
Well, I'm just saying I don't know, like this cancel culture thing all of a sudden.
That's a term thrown around that
we do. Here's the thing, Bel Air Direct. That is a publicity stunt, 100%.
Sure, but also
they had no problem until this George Floyd thing happened.
Right.
They had no problem supporting the Eskimos.
But this is a publicity stunt from the Edmonton Eskimos too.
Why? They're not making a.
They're in the heart of Alberta.
But they're not making.
You don't think they're
making
to,
issue of it? They went and talked.
They're trying to get people like you on their side.
They went and talked to Inuit people over the last 2 to 3 years, whether they released the information or not. They went. couldn't talk to them.
But where's the paperwork? Like, just show me the proof that you did.
Well, that's
Well, then do it.
Why do they have to?
Why wouldn't they? Make their job easier, release it.
I don't disagree with that.
Their whole argument a whole lot easier if you just show that you talked.
I'll buy that.
And you'll get guys like me off you if you just show that you did actually talk.
I'll buy that. But I'm very interested to see in the States, will they change the Cleveland Indians name?
That one should change.
Okay.
That's a racial term.
Because I'm going to tell you something right now. So is the Florida State Seminoles, and they will never change that name. They will never change that college name, Florida State Seminoles. So if you change Indians, you got to change Seminoles.
Well,
same thing.
Seminoles is a tribe.
So is the Indians a tribe. They call them the tribe.
No, and I know, but that term is a racial term. It's not a Seminoles is an actual tribe. To call the Cleveland team, that is a term that is considered derogatory, very derogatory.
Yeah,
it's.
I'm just very interested. People like to. This is what happens with this culture. They like to jump on something, then they forget it and go on to the next thing, and then they come back maybe a little later and jump on it again, like 5 years later, and then they go away and they come back 5 years later.
I just don't understand why it's so hard to change a team name.
Well, I don't understand why. I will agree with you in this. I don't understand why we had to, like, why did we pick Eskimos in the first place? Why did we pick Indians in the first place? Like, there are so many names you could choose from. Yeah. You know what I mean? But if the Eskimos do change, the empire makes sense. Like, they did trademark.
Well, that's easy to do.
And we already consider them the evil empire around the CFL because they were so good for so long.
And it's not like they have millions and millions and millions of fans that they need to explain this to. They've got one city of fans.
Well, I mean, a good chunk of the pro.
Like, they're not the Yankees, you know?
Well, I would say they're the Yankees of the CFL.
No, they're not, though. Yeah, okay, they're the Yankees of the CFL, but they're not the Yankees of Major League Baseball. They don't have fans across North America that are like, oh, I'm going to have to get my gear changed. I mean, they don't care.
Anyway. Yeah, but does it matter if two people got to change your gear or 2 million people change your gear?
Yes, it does matter. It does matter, but because that's a dollar thing, and clearly in sports, dollars matter. But yeah, you're right. We can both agree on this, though. Like the Washington Redskins, that's got to go.
Yeah, it does, but I will say this. I said this before. Here's what I said, and I agree with you, it has to go. But careful when you throw stones in glass houses, because FedEx got on it early, right? FedEx said, we're going to strip your sponsorship of your stadium name. The owner of FedEx is Fred Smith. He's also a minority owner in the Washington Redskins. That didn't seem to bother him before. When he's a minority owner of the Redskins.
Well, yeah, but you can't punish somebody for changing their mind and having a different view on stuff.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Hey, have you ever thought about getting a bidet, Ballsy?
You know, here's why. When I was in Italy with my grandma back in the early 90s, it's the first time I experienced a bidet.
Yeah.
And I thought the toilet was for doing number two, and this was for taking a pee. So when I peed in it, it came back at me when I flushed it. I had no idea. I really had no idea.
So there's a bidet company called Tushy, and they're actually offering one person $10,000 to take this as their summer gig. The vice president of fecal matter is... That's what it's called.
Hi, my name is Mike Feces.
Yeah, so you'll have to have what you have to do is you gotta analyze and document your daily bowel movements, and then you gotta share your findings on social media. So they're looking for like social media influencers to do this. It's a $10,000 gig. Now, one of the applicants was Ashley Krasinski. I'm not sure if anybody could beat her. This is a pretty good video application.
I'm joined by my best friend and my spiritual guide, my Tushy Classic Bidet. We've been together for 3 years. I installed her myself, I use her religiously, and I will not shut the f*** up about her. I say, Tushy can make a five-wipe situation into one. As a menstruating s***ing human who enjoys experimenting in the kitchen, I sometimes s*** up to 4 times a day. So generally, I have a better day when I begin with a gentle spray. I have experience in acting, customer service, childcare, and of course, dropping kids off at the pool.
Ooh, good one.
So she goes on for quite a while to explain her, you know, what she can bring to the toilet, I guess.
Shocking. It's shocking because I didn't think women pooped. They just plant flowers, don't they? That's what I've been told.
Yeah, unicorn dust.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
No, I'm apparently not. So if you would like vice president of fecal matter on your resume,
you have
until tomorrow to get your video into Tushy.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
You have questions, we have answers.
What's the deal with belly dancers?
Does 5G cause lethal cancer? Everyday Q&A. Need advice or have a query? Send a text, we'll have a theory. 936 Wolf, we're like Siri. Everyday Q&A.
All right, so let's start with this. Guys, will Halloween be canceled?
I don't think it'll be canceled. I think...
Well, we don't have any cases around here, so I wouldn't think it will be. But I do think they should speed things up and move it to July 31st. I've always said move it up a month.
Why not?
Why not right now? We know we have no cases. Let's get out there. Let's put up the pop-up shops and sell some Halloween costumes.
Sure. I'm for it.
Let's get going.
So Ryan sends us a question. He says, haven't had a credit card in 10 years. Don't need one, but I want one. Should I get one? Be honest. Ryan, dude. No, if you don't need a credit card, don't get one.
Bad news. Credit cards are bad news.
If you can pay it off regularly and you want points or something, all right, I guess
maybe.
Yeah,
that's what you're going to do. That's the way to do it.
But the question is, can you pay it off monthly?
Just sounds like he probably could, so maybe it is a good investment, but I don't know.
Don't take financial advice from us.
She's a slippery slope. What quote that people spout all the time is completely BS? I've got one. Love means never having to say you're sorry. Well, you better say you're sorry once in a while, or they won't be loving you too long.
Yeah.
That's completely BS.
I would go with, you can do anything if you put your mind to it. No, you can't. I can't be the Queen of England.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm sorry. I can't own Amazon.
Good point. Yeah, good point.
So, no.
Good point.
This one, apparently, you were asked this last week, but they wanted to ask me. What would you do if radio didn't work out? I've talked about this. Prison guard. And prison. Or prison. Either one.
Yeah?
That's actually, that's what I was going to do. But thank God I would have been horrible at it. They would have been forcing me to smuggle stuff in constantly.
So. You probably would have.
No, yeah.
Got to make money on the side.
Well, no, it's not even that. I'm a pushover.
And a pusher. Yeah. Okay. Lastly, the last one I have for us. This comes to us from Chris. Why do farmers measure rain in tenths? There's no such thing as a tenth of an inch.
Oh, God, I don't know.
Guys in measurements. Come on. Yeah. Doesn't matter if it's farmers or whatever.
So when I measure, do I measure from the back? That's the only measurement guys worry about.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Cops are out at their old fishing hole on North Albert. They're where it goes from, where does it go? 70 to 50?
Yeah, sneakily.
Yeah, and there's a motorcycle there doing some
work. Oh, it's a motorcycle one.
Yeah.
That's good. I saw a truck. There's the White City Service Road.
Yeah.
I saw it. They had a unmarked police truck, but it had a renovation trailer hooked to it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's smart.
Like, it wasn't hooked to it, but it was right there, so it looked like the guy was worker. And
man.
Then,
well, they're getting smart, because there used to be a time when, I remember it would be like a police ghost vehicle, but it was the exact same brand of vehicle all the other cop cars that were marked up were, and it would have, like, the fake steely hubcaps on it.
Yeah.
It looked exactly the same, just without a logo, so you'd know. It'd be like, well, that's a ghost car.
Yeah.
But it's not like that anymore.
Yeah.
They're smart about it.
So, they're banging you at the Albert Street Bridge. That's a tricky one. That's always the tricky one.
Yeah. And when it comes to reporting radar on the air, I'm always kind of... Sometimes I'm like, if you get caught, you get caught. But that one pisses me off.
That one does piss me off.
That one's a cash grab.
The other one that pisses me off is the one behind Moore's on 4th.
Yeah,
like right by that,
always there.
Right there by the cemetery. I mean, who are you going to hit? They're all dead.
Well, that's not the point, I don't think.
I'm serious.
Valid point.
Why set up there? Set up in a school zone.
Yeah.
Like, a school zone's the way to go.
Yeah, we won't report school
zones. Those people are already dead.
Yeah.
I don't want to see kids dead. Yeah, those people are dead.
We're not going to report on radar in school zones or things like that.
I got to rush to the suit store. I got a big function.
Yeah, like, come on. I'm going to pick up a cummerbund. Yeah, because apparently I'm in the 80s, and I still wear a cummerbund.
A cummerbund.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.